fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right. It's Thursday night. A week has gone by and it's 8 p.m. on Thursday night. That's 8 p.m. Daylight Central Savings Time Central. And you are here with us to sift through the fake news, to weed your way through the propaganda. What is the truth, since we're in the post-truth world? And that's what we do here at Common Sense Radio, where we turn up your voice. And you're probably listening on your radio at home, or maybe you're on TuneIn, where you can get us across the nation, or you can stream us across the nation at FMTalk1065.com. And welcome to any of the patriots that follow me on MeWe that we posted on there and let you know to follow us. We appreciate it. And we're here every week without fail. There's been a lot of bad weather this week, lots of rain, several inches of rain. And I know some of you were probably concerned coming in tonight that we might have soggy electrons. But fear not, we do not. We have very dry, sanitized, COVID-free electrons. Why? Because of the loving, tender care of our commandante of the electrons, who was for the last 2 days with an umbrella over all those electrons to make sure that they would be dry and ready to be transmitted to you, dry and sanitized. And that is our co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, commandante of the electrons, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate those kind words. Yeah, I gave them all life jackets just in case.
Just in case,
and
little
towels,
life jackets,
to wipe
and little
them,
towels,
wipe them down. Yep. So.
Little shower shoes. They're all just chilling, waiting for time to go.
They kind of remind me of minions.
Minions. They're a lot like
they're
minions.
Lot like little minions.
You got to watch the ones with only one eye.
That's right.
Watch those guys.
Those are the negative ions.
The negative ones, yes. Got to watch those. All right. And fortunate for the listener, we have adult supervision in the studio tonight. The director of quality assurance is here. Head of the research department, executive producer, co-host, Gold Star, wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Great to be here.
In here to have fun with us as we sift through all the nonsense. And there's plenty of nonsense going around. So did either of you watch the Biden press conference? I did not. I've read some stuff.
Yeah, no, I wasn't able to. I was busy.
In bits and pieces.
You did in bits and pieces.
I didn't catch it when it started, or I probably would have. But Twitter blew up, obviously.
Yeah.
And I pieced it all together during the day.
So I
saw enough of it to know
that
it was
he had
a disaster.
At least one brain freeze.
He had multiple ones.
Where he was like,
yeah.
Well, you know, we're getting ready to do much more, and then we can do a lot.
Come on, man.
Come on,
no,
man.
It was
the and whole he was thing, all the little things.
Was pre-screened. They prepped him all week,
right,
basically, for this.
And
so the questions weren't
there.
Like hardball new questions.
Oh, no.
Like Trump did
the worst one after an ABC reporter.
Yes,
I heard
he did
something
kind of
about
lose his temper
because she asked something about the border. Well, why do you think they're coming? You know, is the surge at the border because you asked them to come? And he was like, is that a serious question?
Ah,
or something like that. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, he kind of lost his temper. The whole thing was just. It was cringy.
Yeah, because he kind of didn't really.
Very cringy.
When you compared to. We had such a robust, dynamic president who was on point, boom, 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 whatever, you know, he was just firing right
back.
And
it wasn't because he was reading off a sheet of
no,
paper.
No, he wasn't
he
reading anything.
Knew
he knew what he was talking about. And then we go to a guy who's got his little 3x5 cards up there and he's flipping through them and like. Wait a minute. That question's not in this deck.
No, actually.
Give me the other deck.
Someone had got a shot from behind the podium, and there's like 2 8x10 sheets of paper with little icons of the news reporters, and it circled the ones he's supposed to call on. Like, you could see it. Like, they zoomed in.
Oh,
when
man.
I tell
awesome.
You this whole thing was spoon-fed to
oh,
him, and
God,
he still
yes.
fumbled it. But think about all our enemies that are watching this.
They're all going,
that's
yeah.
what's
yeah.
so...
Joe, we'd like to invite you.
It's really not as funny as it is frightening.
That the Chinese, you know, are throwing back Democratic talking points.
Oh, yeah, no, the Chinese, they're having a field day with this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they probably wrote the talking points and gave them to the Democrats.
Right, right.
One of the scariest things, though, that seemed way off, and again, kind of we've noticed he had, like, we called him, were these just Freudian slips, or a lady asked him, will you run in 2024? And he said...
Because Trump by this time had already said he would run again. Would you run again?
And then he stumbled all through that. Then she kind of questioned him again, will you run against Trump? And he stumbled all around. But then he goes, hey, I don't even know if there'll even be a Republican Party by then.
Really?
Not kidding. Mm. It was like eerie. It's like, really? We've all feared a one-party state that you're
really
trying to create here.
And let's not forget, that is the goal.
We know
that
it is.
Is the goal.
The
of
goal
the,
is,
and it's almost like he has moments
of the Communist Party.
Remember,
that is in control right now.
Right, the goal is that there is no opposition.
One party rule. That's what they want.
Right. That's exactly what. And
remember when he said the greatest voter fraud program ever?
Yeah.
Right. And then they were like, "Oh, it just slipped." Really?
Voter outreach. He didn't mean voter fraud. No, he meant voter fraud.
Yeah. Well, did he really mean one party will only be existing by then? Probably.
He
hopes that.
Yeah, because and the reason, like communists and totalitarians, because whether you want to call them communists, fascists, socialists, whatever you want, they're totalitarians.
Totalitarians.
They all fit into
statists.
That. They're statists, and they will not have opposition. There will not be dissent. And why? Because then it doesn't matter what the people think.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the people say. We have no say because they're going to decide for us, and the state media, which is our big tech and social media, will run out there and go, yes. Mm-hmm. That is very good what he said. Now, and I heard he blamed Trump on a few things.
I
took a few shots, but we inherited the border mess type stuff. And, and we're getting the COVID thing straightened out now, Wait a minute. Y'all hadn't done crap except implement Trump's plan.
Well, and there were no questions about COVID.
Really? There were none.
Mm-mm. Which I find very odd. We're supposed to be
double masking till the maybe 4th of July we'll get a break, right?
Right.
According to Sleepy Joe. I mean, he did say something about they were talking about the border, and he said, hey, we're sending 80% of them back.
No.
You're not sending anybody back. Where did that come from?
Where'd you get 80%?
Sending 80% back to Mexico. And then he says...
And why didn't ABC, CBS, and NBC fact check this?
And say, no, you're not sending...
In real time.
Where are you sending anybody? You're not sending anybody back. And then at one point he said something about, well, we're going down to Honduras and Guatemala and all those countries to have negotiations about how to keep their people there. And it's like... Trump did that. You undid it.
Mm-hmm.
You undid what Trump had in place, and now you want to go put it back?
He undid a good many things that Trump did just on the border. Remember, he had that stay in your own country thing set up with Mexico.
If you are leaving and seeking asylum for political reasons, you have to apply in the next country you get to.
Right.
So... And my Central American geography kind of escapes me at this time. But if you go to Mexico, that's where you have to apply for asylum, not wait until you get.
Well, that's the way it did work.
That's
now,
the way it did work.
And it was working.
Exactly.
And see, that's one thing they can't hide anymore. It was working.
There was
no border crisis the last couple of years. We got it under control. There weren't kids down there running around. All that, we got it under control.
Well, and never forget, there's no way you make it from Guatemala to the border as a child by yourself.
No.
We got to remember, these cartels are...
They're making
so much money doing God knows what to these kids.
Yeah, no, and there's probably kicking back to the Democrat Party going, hey, thanks, guys.
Well, where did they get their shirts? I mean, think about it. They had their shirts.
Where did they get the shirts?
Yeah, if we had a media, we'd know.
Why does no media or anybody go, okay, who is the organization that's down there going, Biden, please let us in t-shirts and handing them out to hundreds and thousands of illegal immigrants? Who's taking those t-shirts down there?
Right.
Nobody, no journalist is curious
just
about what organization
that
is paying
would just
that.
Be one simple way to just
yeah, follow
check some stuff
who
out.
Bought those t-shirts and handed them out.
Yeah.
And who's organizing this literal attack on the United States. Now, don't forget, because a week goes by so fast.
Yeah.
It was less than a week ago that he fell three times going up the stairs.
Yeah, that's true. That's been since the last show.
Yeah.
That was probably
happened Friday or Saturday.
After our last show.
After our last show.
Which that was hard. That was sad.
That was
awful.
Hard to watch because I'm
it
watching
is.
Going.
It's so awful.
And everybody's standing and nobody goes to help him.
Right. Right.
I mean, after the first fall, you're like, oh, and then the second one. It's the president. Do you think anybody should go help him? Because I can't believe I just said that because he's not really the president. He's the pretender.
Then
but
again,
he's the guy up there. Yeah. He's an old man. Help him.
The first thought is optics. I mean, honestly, you know that's
is.
What they're
don't,
thinking.
Don't look just, like he needs help.
Right.
It's okay.
It's optics.
So what is it? They have a little armband on him, like they have in the hospital. Do not resuscitate.
Right?
So there's do not pick him up. It's a do not pick. Secret Service, do not let the cameras see you pick him up. I mean,
it's just sad.
The handler is unflippin' believable. The craziness. But look, we will be back with your calls and texts. And James from Florida says, we don't have a president, we have a king. And I wouldn't exactly. I think we have a group of wizards, secret wizards or advisors or viziers.
Behind that curtain.
Behind the curtain. Because I don't think. And actually, I have to wonder.
He's a figurehead.
He's
a figurehead. He's not a king.
And I almost wonder if he doesn't know.
A propped up king.
He doesn't even know the truth. They tell him, oh, no, we did send 80% back, Mr.
Right.
Biden.
I wouldn't
and there's
be
no
a
kids
surprise.
In cages. And that's why he gets out there all angry about it, because they told him.
Right, right.
He doesn't even know the truth.
We deserve to know who's speaking into his earpiece.
Yes. We want to know who's talking. Who is controlling the Biden, the
who's
Sleepy
controlling
Joe?
The Manchurian candidate? That's
exactly.
What we want to know.
We want to know that. So come back with your calls and texts. If you watched it, we'd like to hear your thoughts on that at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And hey, the big stories that we got to... Oh, wait, let me make sure before I forget, I need to announce it a couple times. There is a Common Sense campaign event this Saturday at 4 p.m., 1600 for the military types. This Saturday, which, whatever, was it, the 26th?
27th? 26th?
This Saturday is the
27th.
The 27th. Yes, it's the 27th at the Spanish Fort
this Saturday. Yes.
At the Spanish Fort, that container park above Bass Pro Shop.
Right.
There's a park up there and a pavilion.
Yep.
At 4 p.m., Mo Brooks will be speaking to the Tea Parties up there. And as you know, he's declared his candidacy.
Yes, he has.
So he will be there. And I think he may have an inside track because he's been on the front lines of the battle against election integrity or to restore election integrity.
I understand that this is going to be more than a rally. This will be kind of instructional, how to, what to do. Those kind of things, as well as a rally. So,
yes, it's a rally and talking about what can we do.
What do we do now?
Because we got it. The next topic we're going to get into is we've got to make Alabama a sanctuary state for the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
Because they're already eroding the heck out of the First Amendment. It's almost gone.
Right.
And they're after the Second Amendment because we've had this incredibly tragic shootings. And, you know, and they happen. These are like accidents or whatever you want to call them, these mass shootings. Of course, seems like we didn't have, they were had gone away a lot under Trump. Now all of a sudden they're all back. And, you know, first you had the Atlanta shooting here about a week or so ago.
Right, right.
And which was just tragic. But, you know, of course they tried to play it into all this white supremacy. It was like, they even asked the guy, Did you shoot them because they're Asian? He says, no, man, I've got a sex addiction, and I'm trying to get rid of
it. I have a mental illness that has nothing to do with
illness.
Racism.
The guy is crazy.
He admitted that it has zero to do with that.
And he said it has nothing to do with being Asian. I have a mental illness. And that's why he's a crazy.
Right.
But they tried to, but it actually made a severe conundrum for the leftists, the liberals, because they were like, oh, wait a minute. Do Black lives matter or Asian lives matter? Can both matter?
Or what if there's another shooting and all victims are white? Now what?
But wait a minute. If Black lives matter, I guess maybe Asian lives could matter. And on the border, Hispanic lives matter. But then we're getting dangerously close to all lives matter.
Except the white ones.
Except unless you're white. So
I'm not banned from Twitter yet, so I still read it. Oh. Just because I like to see. I mean, it is horrible.
Yeah.
Then again, I follow mostly the good conservative people. But the day when the Boulder shooting happened, when the guy took his shirt off, they're like, oh, it's this white guy. Oh, I mean,
the white supremacy thing
went nuts. Yeah. Until about how long, maybe 24 hours before we learned it was Ahmed?
Yeah, that we would go, he's a Syrian.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really? So, and he was on the FBI list. They were watching him because he was connected to some other jihadist.
And he didn't like Trump one iota.
Oh, no. Oh. And he was a Trump hater.
Yeah.
So the white supremacist thing that
it debunked their whole narrative so much. And it's been so funny actually watching them backpedal two of these things that they have tried to force into their little hole that it's just not fitting.
I mean, no.
Again, it's almost
proving once again, as the great Dr. Michael Savage has said many times over and over again, liberalism is a mental disorder.
And absolutely, yes. because
you have to hold conflicting ideas within your brain in order to walk down the talking points. You have to. There's no other way of doing it.
Nope.
It's so frustrating because you have to hold two conflicting, completely diametrically opposed ideas in your head at the same time.
Mm.
It's impossible for a sane, rational person to do that.
Yeah. No.
So,
It's so simple, but yet it's not easy.
No.
Right.
It's absolutely crazy. And the other crazy thing is all those people that watch CNN and MSNBC and all that stuff, they just got outed for totally fabricating and running and inflaming this whole thing. Why are you still watching CNN and MSNBC and all the alphabet soup just lie to you?
Most people have left CNN and MSNBC.
Well, that's true. They've lost
about 45-70% of their audience.
Yes, they've lost a lot. But why wouldn't they lose the rest? Because you just misled everybody. But of course, okay. So the white supremacist thing. He's a jihadist, but he's a white jihadist, so he fits. So what do we need? We need gun control. So here we go. Mm-hmm. They're coming with it. We knew they were coming with it. How far are they going to go? And Biden mused supposedly about an executive order. I can't wait.
Well, and the Ninth Circuit came out today.
What did they say?
They said that it was unconstitutional to carry. You could only bear arms within your home and hearth. They even use the word hearth.
Well, that's complete violation
of the U.S.
Supreme Court. That's complete violation of the Supreme Court.
It is. To me, it's so easy.
If I were the Supreme, I don't understand any of this stuff. If I were the Supreme, I would have, take it upon yourself. You are the head of a third branch of government.
Right.
You should go down and say, issue a memo or an edict saying, folks, in the Ninth Circuit, this is in violation and completely opposite from our ruling.
On the Second Amendment.
Hello?
Look, you don't need a law degree to understand the Second Amendment. It's really not that hard. There's no interpretation.
Shall not be infringed.
Or to keep and bear arms. You can bear arms on your body.
Every day, everywhere.
That's the only place to bear.
But they tried to say it's only in your house, or your home, or your property.
All of it.
So
they're looking for any opening to erode it.
Just erode.
To erode it. That's all they're trying to do.
Yeah, a slow, gradual.
To erode it. And they're always trying to talk about white supremacy and all this stuff. Where does this stuff happen? it happens in Boulder, Colorado, which is what? Very, very liberal. A very, very liberal place.
And I would like
even when Colorado generally was a conservative state,
Boulder was not. That is
correct. But let's not forget, one of the 10 that were killed, one of the white people that were killed, was a police officer.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, he left a pretty lucrative job to answer what he felt as his higher calling, again, to run to the danger, to protect and serve. And you know what? We have all this. I don't know what's happened with the George Floyd trial at this point. I know they were picking jurors last week, but that's gotten kind of quiet. I don't know what's going on with that. But let's just not forget, someone died this week protecting us.
No.
And we're going to hear, I mean, when we've had a year of nothing but police bashing, and again, this guy doesn't even get lauded as the hero he was.
He leaves seven children behind. And then the other thing you made me think about, because I saw the 10 victims, and we pray for their families, because, I mean, it's so senseless and tragic. They were all white. All 10 victims were white. Mm-hmm. So none of this fits the narrative.
Well, that's why it's not getting attention. And you know what? This afternoon, this seems completely more on the line of Islamic extremism, mental illness, premeditated and planned. You know, he took his shirt off, and that was so weird. But it was because I think he was thinking, well, if they thought I was covered with an explosive device, like a suicide bomber, they would have every right to kill me. He was saving his own life.
Oh.
Think about it. He planned that.
Yeah, no.
So
he clearly
even
planned
more
it.
Heinous than being a suicide bomber is not being one.
Right. No.
I mean, because you wanted to kill all the people, but you didn't want to die.
And they said he wasn't just randomly just spraying bullets all over the place. He was going around targeting. Literally just picking them off.
So the narrative here has been blown out of the water. If you can take the time to find these real stories, but don't depend on CNN to tell it.
No. You need to be going. If you're not going to places like Breitbart or the Gateway Pundit or something like
that.
Epoch Times is fantastic. That's where you can get some real
news.
And if
you just follow the right people on Twitter, if they haven't been banned yet, they're still there.
Right. Yeah. And actually, what did Senator Kennedy say from Louisiana? He said, we don't need gun control. We need idiot control.
Yeah.
And that's more like it. And before we go, James in Florida says, does the left call for banning alcoholic beverages every time someone's life is taken by a drunk driver? You know? Well, actually, the way their approach is, get rid of the sober drivers. That's
right.
What they're doing.
Right.
So every time somebody's killed by a drunk driver, they go, well, we're going to get rid of the sober drivers.
That's it.
We're going to get rid of the law-abiding citizens who bear arms. It's all crazy, but we'll be back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor. That is Mission First Mortgage. That's right, the real estate market's hot, and if you're out there looking for your dream home or your next home, whichever home, but you need a home and you got to buy a house, the real estate market's hot. And if you're not ready, if you're not pre-approved, you don't have your financing ready to go, you could miss that house. Houses are flying off the market within days. You've got to be ready. You need somebody who is on your side. They're mission-focused, mission-oriented. Who is that? Mission First Mortgage. What's their mission? You. Your financing, your home. You need to go to see a Marine, Brian Dewberry. Give him a call at 251-289-1141. He will make sure you get qualified for the most you possibly get qualified for. You are pre-approved, and you can go in there, sight in that dream home, locked and loaded, take the shot and take it down. Go to Mission1STMortgageInc.com, Mission1STMortgageInc.com, or just call Brian at 251-289-1141, and here's wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
Now, back in 1927, an American socialist, Norman Thomas, six times candidate for president on the Socialist Party ticket, said the American people would never vote for socialism. But he said, under the name of liberalism, the American people will adopt every fragment of the socialist program. There are many ways in which our government has invaded the precincts of private citizens, the a method of earning a living. Our government is in business to the extent of owning more than 19,000 businesses covering 47 different lines of activity. This amounts to a fifth of the total industrial capacity of the United States. But at the moment, I'd like to talk about another way, because this threat is with us and at the moment is more imminent. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. It's very easy to disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. Most people are a little reluctant to oppose anything that suggests medical care for people who possibly can't afford it.
And boom, that is 60 years ago, 1961. This is before Ronald Reagan was even governor of California, and he did a radio address on socialized medicine and warning how the totalitarian folks, the leftists out there, would use socialized medicine to get us, to seduce us and sneak us into socialism. He warned us 60 years ago, and I picked this one to go with this week's column, which is people just want to have freedom. Girls just want to have fun.
Yeah,
I got it.
People just want to have freedom, and it's because
but I'm not that good.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but I spared the audience. Okay, but people just want to have freedom because it's a year now of this pandemic nonsense. About a year, a little over a year now. You know, and it was first no masks, then it was definitely masks. Now it's maybe two masks. Maybe it's the 4th of July. We don't know. But the whole point is they said we just need 15 days to lock down. It's going on 15 months, and we're not and with 15 days to flatten the curve. It's 15 months to flatten the middle class. Right.
Right.
I've used that one before, but it's a good one. And there's all these things that came out, and the bottom line, the Chinese virus is very real. And it can be more severe in a lot of people than the flu. And there was a global pandemic. But the objective here is not public health. It is an obvious ideological warfare. And you see it because the blue states remain largely locked down and suffering, and the red states are mostly open and thriving.
Mm-hmm.
It's ideological. And the numbers between the two are basically the same. You can take the numbers for any state or a whole country and lay over when we did masking, when we did social distancing, when we did lockdowns.
And the lines are exactly the same almost.
There's no correlation that any of it had any effect.
Right, right.
Based on when things spiked and went down and all that stuff, the only thing maybe is having an effect is the vaccinations are now having an effect because the numbers are way down. We're about to be liberated on the 9th of April. The governor says she's not going to renew that order. We're not fooled. This is all about what Ronald Reagan was saying, using a medical program, a health care scare to get the people to accept socialism, statism. Oh, the government needs to control where you go. The government needs to control how you act in public. The government needs to control everything you do, whether you work or not.
Yeah.
Your whole livelihood.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's crazy. And the other thing is... Our elected leaders, they panicked. I get it. They didn't want to be seen as doing nothing. So they said, we got to do something. So they grasped at whatever crap Fauci spew out of there. But the problem is, what like you see in blue and red states, is once the blue states got the control, they won't relent.
They
will not open.
Well, and you know what? There's a lady, I don't know if you've heard about this. She's in the Holland, Michigan area. She's a pizzeria owner.
And, oh, yeah, yeah.
And oddly enough, she fled...
Poland.
Yes.
Poland. She fled communism.
And she saw this. You know, and she said, in the beginning, I complied. We didn't know. I mean, her English is pretty broken, but she's like, we didn't know. But then I realized what was happening, and I said, no, we have to stand now.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, there'll be no opportunity to later. She's in prison right now, as far as I know.
Yeah.
She went to court. She hired a lawyer. She tried to fight and fight and fight, but she's like, I don't care. I'm going to jail. Because if we don't fight right now, there'll be nothing left.
Because she came from Poland. She saw
and
what's
see, we're
lost.
A little insulated, even though we complain about Meemaw Ivy. We're nothing like some of these lockdown states.
Oh, no, like Michigan no. Or
and so
or,
let's not I mean, forget that we're next, though. I mean, like...
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, the mask mandate, quote-unquote, was in effect. But if you didn't wear one...
I don't know of anyone that got arrested.
Not in Alabama. They didn't arrest you.
I don't know of any business owners that got harassed.
Which that's happened in place. Well, actually, the one I saw was Czech Republic last week. The police literally tackled some guy on the sidewalk and arrested him in front of his four-year-old for not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And the four-year-old standing there screaming, "Oh my God, what are you doing to my
dad?" Well, and you know, we've had the infants kicked off of airplanes. I mean, there's been plenty.
Oh yeah, yeah.
To go around. And again, I just.
And that's why go to BamaNewsNow.com and check out People Just Want to Have Freedom, BamaNewsNow.com, because we're not fooled. We can decide what weigh the risks ourselves, decide what we need to do to protect ourselves. There are things to protect ourselves, but this is now plainly about control and not public health. We want our freedom back. We're going to be like the Polish lady in Michigan, and we're going to fight.
Hey, and how about Ted Cruz? Did you see him today? Tell the reporter to back up. He was given a comment about the press conference, I believe. I may not be exactly right, but I think that's what it was. It was today. And so the reporter, you know, snarky, Mr. Cruz, don't you think you need to have a mask on? He said, no, I do not. And if you have a problem, you can back up.
There you go. God bless.
It's kind of great.
This is kind of off topic, but generally speaking, I was watching a little bit of Tucker Carlson before the show. I just caught bits and pieces because I was running back and forth here in the studio, in the station, and I heard his guest say something along the lines of, "There's over, you know, we're not a small minority. There's over 75 million of us." Who feel this way.
Right.
And I don't know specifically what he was talking about.
So, the election fraud. That's what it was.
Was that it?
Yeah. We were watching. I know what you're talking
about. Yeah. Yeah. At any rate, you know, I'm thinking, okay, you know, they say Biden got 76 million votes, but I think maybe 20 million of those were probably fraudulent. Mm-hmm. So 75 million is not a small minority.
No. And we're getting fed.
Watch out, folks.
We're getting pretty fed up.
Absolutely.
We're getting pretty fed up.
What's getting frightening is I do think at some point the powers that be are going to realize this isn't just a speed bump.
No.
The opposition.
No, the opposition is going to be huge. And I think there's a backlash building.
It's unknown as to how it's going.
I mean, the Democrats thought they lost under the Obama years across the nation. I think they're going to get whacked.
One of the things he said, I think it was this guest, he said, I've never seen the winners so upset about winning.
Correct. Yeah. Good point.
Exactly.
Exactly.
If they had won and it wasn't a problem, legitimately won, they wouldn't be carping about it every day.
Absolutely.
They wouldn't be carping about it every day.
It's a telltale behavior of liars.
Right. Let's go to Sherry from Mobile, who's been holding for the last 3 hours patiently. Sherry, what do you got for us?
Good evening. I just wanted to quickly dance on what you were talking about, the shooting in Colorado, in Boulder.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's remember, Colorado legalized marijuana.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they, and look, I know everybody thinks it's just like alcohol, but I have experiences within my own family. Yeah, some people, I guess, can smoke dope, and it's like alcohol. Some people can drink alcohol and never have a problem. Some people drink alcohol, and they become alcoholics. They got to get off it. Well, things like marijuana, not only get addicted, it can mess with your mental health. It can do very bad things to you. And, and it also, they say, oh, it's not a gateway drug. BS! It's a gateway drug. Because if you're just seeking the high, it's not going to be enough. You're getting another one. I'm sorry. I got it right.
And the shooter did look like the type.
And the what?
The shooter did look like the type.
Yeah. Well, he lived in his mom's basement. What else is he going to do?
Yeah, go figure.
Go figure. What else is he going to? Now, they said he was a very troubled person. They said he was very, some of his classmates said he was very scary to be around, even in high school.
Right.
So
anyways, that was just a thought, you know, that, you know, let's not forget that Colorado legalized marijuana. So here we go, right?
That's,
you
know? Yeah. Marijuana and Islam don't mix.
And, back to this. So I was able to see most of the press conference today, and what I noticed was that, you know, they kind of suggested people said that when he had this press conference that it was going to be prescribed who the reporters would be pre-chosen. And so he had his little notebook, his little spiral notebook on the podium, and he had to all go, let's see, he had to look in the notebook to see who to call on.
And then to read. And,
right, because yeah. he didn't just look out and pick somebody. He knew,
no,
he was told
no,
who he had to pick.
Like Trump did. Trump knew it, and Trump knew every one of them by name. He knew who they were. He knew them by name. He knew what news agency they yep. represented.
I want to know, how do they sleep at night? How do they sleep at night? They know how they approached Trump and how they almost just bowed down to Biden today.
Yeah,
like now, kind of,
it's,
how
they're despicable.
Do they do it?
They're
I don't
despicable.
Know.
They really
know.
Are. Sherry,
right.
thank you so
thank
much
you,
for the call, for listening, and the observations. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Okay, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Now, I've been gathering some of these things up for the last couple weeks, and we never get to them, so I want to go ahead and get to a bunch of them. You know, the farther we get from the election, they're trying to make it where it wasn't stolen, where we don't talk about the irregularities. We don't talk about the election fraud. We just say, look, no, he just lost. It was because he was mean. It's because of his tweets. It's because of the COVID, blah, blah, blah. It's all of that. It has, you know, they're trying to get us to accept that there was no fraud. But folks, there are people still out there fighting, and you're not going to see this in the mainstream media. And when I say fighting, I mean trying to investigate and unearth the truth about what happened. Don't forget, just a couple weeks, about a week ago, the Georgia hoax. Do you remember when it just came out? That the Washington Post, remember they had that story about, how Trump lied, or not how Trump lied, how Trump was calling the Secretary of State down there saying, you find me the votes and all that.
Yep.
All of that was retracted. It was a lie, but they wrote it in January
right
to malign him, to say, no, he was trying to cheat. But let me tell you. There's things going around. A judge ruled in Michigan. I just want to rattle off some of these. Mm-hmm. A judge ruled in Michigan that the Secretary of State Benson there, Michigan Secretary of State, violated state election laws many times.
Yeah.
In preparing and counting the votes. A judge in Fulton County has now said the ballots in Fulton County will be unsealed and inspected by a citizens group named Voter Georgia. And then just after that was last week that they said you can do it.
Right.
This week, emails were found and confirmed that they sent everybody home and continued to count. They sent they told everybody, go home.
Go
we're going to stop counting. We'll start again at 8:30 in the morning. And after all of the poll watchers left, they resumed counting and counted through the night. They lied to the people. That is confirmed.
Yep.
In Green Bay, get this. In Green Bay, the election registrar, forget exactly what her term was, her title was, she resigned back during the election because she had lost control of the election. Because the Democrat mayor, I don't know how it's set up, but apparently the mayor had a lot of out of control over. And she kept protesting in October. The Democrat mayor allowed Democrat Party operatives to be part of the counting and gathering the mail-in ballots. And before the election, she kept protesting, said, why do Democrat Party operatives have keys to the ballot counting room?
Oh, man.
And then just this week uncovered, there was a network, a supposedly encrypted network or shielded network where they did the counting on.
Right.
Guess who had a secret access to that network? The same Democrat operatives. I can't remember the guy's name. It's some big Democrat operative that runs around. He had access. He had internet access to their supposedly shielded and encrypted network for counting.
Wait a minute. Former Attorney General Eric Holder today just said there is no evidence of voter fraud.
Oh, no, it's all over the place.
Well, if Eric Holder said it,
this week,
true.
24 are charged in North Carolina for voter fraud this week.
Well, I was going to say, I've read about the North Carolina situation.
Arizona State Senate is finalizing their team to audit Maricopa County 2020 election because they are very... And look, I've got a good friend, very, very smart woman, who said she watched like 100 hours of testimony in all the state legislatures.
Yeah.
Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, yep. where they had all those hearings in the state legislatures.
I watched a bunch, not 100 hours. But
she
watched
them all,
too.
And she said, you cannot watch that and not be convinced that there was election fraud.
You can't. And
so
you know
don't
why?
Forget
the stories
it's out there.
Are different, but they none contradict. Like, you know, if people are making things up,
right?
There's
yeah,
tells,
no, you find it.
But when there's like a ring of truth, there's no way 100 some different stories can still have enough similarity not to conflict.
Yes.
If it's not true. There's just no way to lie that good. In other words.
And if it is not true, why are we not allowed to debate it?
Right.
Why are we censored if we discuss it? And why didn't, look, if you really wanted to bring the nation together, and you know it's a very contentious election, mm-hmm. you would open the books and say, look, folks, I know you lost and you feel bad, but we're going to do the instant replay. We're going to open the books right. and we're going to look at everything and we're going to have fair judgments to go, nope, that wasn't a touchdown. Nope, that wasn't in, that pass was not caught in bounds or whatever it was.
Right.
We will do that to get you to be reassured that you lost fairly.
Right.
No, we're not allowed
to.
No. There's no hearing of anything. No. We're trying to thwart any hearing, any discussion, any debate. And to me, that in itself is just about proof of what mm-hmm. happened. So I wanted to get through all those items because I've been gathering them up over the last 2 weeks. Just to kind of remind folks, no, it's still going on.
This is true. This is something that has happened and will continue to happen unless the light is shown.
Right.
The light of truth has to be shown on it or else
it's
it will
happen
fester.
Again.
And mm-hmm. grow like a cancer that it is.
Right. And then none of our elections will mean anything.
None whatsoever.
None of them. So this has
And to. That's when you disintegrate into anarchy.
Yes.
When people think that their vote, that their choice, that their voice doesn't carry any weight at all, then they will figure out a way
to be heard.
For you to be paying attention to me.
Right.
Pay attention to me, man.
Yes. We're close. Let's already admit it. We're close anyway.
I know. Yep. That's what's frightening.
I mean, I would say we were close prior to this election.
Sure.
Yes.
And
yes.
now it's just like that one more drop in the bucket.
No. It's almost like they're provoking us to do this. And we're going to keep
so
pushing
too.
Y'all to y'all. Come on.
Come on.
We keep pushing. Come on. We're
yes.
Jump. Jump. Because we're going to smack you as soon as you jump.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they've got a corrupt FBI to do all of that. I mean, they're ready. Because look. The FBI doesn't know anything about BLM. The FBI doesn't know anything about Antifa. The FBI has no idea who handed out the Biden Let Me In t-shirts on the border. But they could tell you every old woman that brought cookies to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. How many cookies and what kind? They know.
Oh, and by
they figured that
the
out.
Way, did you see the congressman that tried to pre-propose something to take away VA benefits for any veteran that was there on January 6th? Can you imagine?
No, that's crazy.
Well,
and there's the cancel call. But I think there's going to be a backlash with all that. I know we're almost out of time, so let me reiterate. This Saturday, mm-hmm. I will be there, actually. Common Sense Campaign, your South Alabama Tea Party, is hosting a rally where we're going to talk about the things that you can do against cancel culture to help get this to be a sanctuary state for our Bill of Rights, protect our Second Amendment, and we have Congressman Mo Brooks, who has declared for the U.S. Senate, who was on the front lines fighting for election integrity. He will be there. This is 4 p.m. this Saturday, Spanish Fort, right above Bass Pro Shops in what they call Container Park up there. There's a pavilion. Be there 4 p.m. this Saturday to see Mo Brooks and your South Alabama Tea Party. Go to commonsensecampaign.org if you want more information. It's commonsensecampaign.org. It's been fun. Folks, stay dry. Stay away from the tornadoes. Be safe. And honey, it's time to come home.